This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Colorado Mountains could get hit with some heavy snow through Wednesday morning. Winter weather advisories are in effect, predicting the heaviest snow will be this morning. The snow will be heavier in Steamboat Springs than West and Craig, and it could be very windy, and there might be some snow thunder. Postal money orders are arriving in Steamboat Springs P.O. boxes for $336. We first brought this to the attention of U.S. Senators Bennett and Hickenlooper and U.S. Representative Neguse that was happening beginning in January of 2023. They pushed for the refunds at the federal level with former U.S. Postmaster Louis DeJoy. These are the refund checks for those people who've been paying for a P.O. box with no other way to get their mail. The U.S. Postal Service will reimburse up to 2 years and give you a free P.O. box for the future if that P.O. box is the only way you can get mail. The Routt County Board of County Commissioners has a hearing today. Routt County Sheriff Doug Shearer is on the agenda with a request for the addition of a part-time jail deputy as the jail is short-staffed. Steamboat Springs City Council meets this evening. One agenda item includes appointments to the Parks and Recreation Commission. Those selected are David High, Kelly Phillips, and Glenn Davis to serve through March of 2027. The footbridge at Fish Creek Falls is temporarily closed as of today. It closes every year at this time due to concerns for public safety with so much high water from snowmelt rushing under the bridge. The Routt National Forest has issued the forest order to close the bridge and about 4 miles of Fish Creek Trail. The closure is in effect through July 1st. The picnic site and the Upper Overlook Trail will stay open. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working with an engineering firm on a permanent replacement for the bridge. The Colorado Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for the 2025 Next Gen Ag Leadership Grants. The grants provide up to $25,000 per project proposal to support Colorado's food and agriculture industry. This includes farmers and ranchers, but also those interested in biosciences, nutrition, veterinary science, soil health and conservation, engineering, food safety, and more. Applications must be turned in by 5 p.m. Friday, April 25th. Apply through the Department of Agriculture website. The Steamboat Sailors boys lacrosse team, they have a 5:30 home game tonight. It's against Glenwood Springs. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.